The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 this is DJ Zay here to bring you some good vibes for a short time here on Social X. Let's talk about it. All right. Let's get started. So this week, we are going to talk about We're Not Really Strangers. So, it's a game that me and my friends started playing recently, and I thought it would be cool to maybe come on this podcast and play it with my listeners. So, how We're Really Strangers work is just a game basically to help you connect with people. And if you've been listening to our podcast, if you're, you know, following along, you'll kind of see how. First episode, we talked about how to be social. Second, we talked about how to put ourselves out of our comfort zones, out of that shell. And this week, we're going to be talking about how to connect with people on different levels. So this game, We're Not Really Strangers, right? It's a big red box, and it's so cute, guys. There's one, but not only one. There's two. There's three levels total to this game. Three levels of how to connect with people. Level one is going to be perception. We all make assumptions about each other, but how often do we ever put them to the test? Level one, guys, allows you to see what first impressions you give off and how well others read others. It's really cool, guys. I promise you this game will not disappoint. And then level two is connection. This level digs a bit deeper. Let me tell you, this level digs pretty deep because it's connecting with other people, and that can be hard for a lot of people sometimes, because in order to connect, you have to let people in. And 50 rarely asked questions but warning emotions may arise, guys. Like, connecting people is hard. It's not definitely the easiest, so definitely don't move up the levels until you've, you know, maybe completed all the cards in the first deck. Because, like I said, it can be hard. So, take your time. And make sure you're playing this game with people that, you know, you're ready to connect with. People that you're ready to reflect with. And people that, you know, you're ready to be able to accept the perceptions of you. Or at least first impressions. Definitely play this game with people that won't judge you. That will listen. Because this game is all about listening. And then level three, guys, is all about reflection. So it's just basically time to reflect. It'll ask you questions like, why do you think we met? And just like, you know, you can go deep, or you can just like, I don't know, we just saw each other on the street one day and now we are friends. So, but definitely try your best to actually reflect, perceive, and connect, because these three levels are the main to this game, to the people that made this game. That it says that these three levels are the reason, or the main reasons for people to connect with one another. And I thought, it's like, woo, we got to try this game, guys. So me and my group of like 10 to 12 friends all played this game. And I did play with people that I trusted. I did play with people that know me personally. And if you don't have people like that, that's totally fine. Don't go ask, you know, a friend that you just met today, hey, you want to play this really deep emotional game where we get to know each other and tell each other secrets about each other? I wouldn't do that. Definitely don't suggest that. But definitely play with people that you, like I said, are comfortable with. Definitely play with people that you know you can trust. And when you play this game, be honest, be open, and be open-minded. And accepting of what people are going to say about you, and accepting about what people are going to say about, you know, how they perceived you at first sight, or how they connect with you may be different from how you connect with them. And then, of course, and reflect is all about learning how to grow. If someone says, like, hey, who do I remind you of? Which is definitely a question on there. Then, you know. You can say, oh, you remind me of Beyonce, and, you know, inspirational, amazing, fabulous. Or they could say, you remind me of Mop. Just take it how you kind of see it, but also just let each other relax, yo. And then the final card in this game is if you get it, you're supposed to, when the last time you receive a handwritten note, well, here's your chance. Both players write a note to each other, but only open once you two have parted. So that's like the like make or break card of the game. And it's like each player write a message to the other, fold and exchange open only once you two have parted. So this game's technically for two players, but I'm telling you guys, you can play with 10 to 12 people. Me and my friends tried it. They also have different levels of this game and stuff. I know you can get it at Target. I think it's only like $20, guys. But trust me, you guys are going to love this game. Like I said, play with people that you can trust. Play with people that you are comfortable with. And they also have like a kind of cool second section that wasn't at Target. But now I'm looking at the website. And they do have a race and privilege, a conversation, and overdue. Which I'm just like, period. I'm ready for that. I'm literally about to order one right now. No, not right now. I'm doing a podcast. But definitely hit that one up too if you're interested in that, because that sounds heck interesting. So, yeah. Today, I just wanted to take the opportunity to give you guys some insight on this game, because in real life, these questions are actually like real life opening questions that you guys should be able to ask each other. Just so that, you know, you guys can connect with each other and, you know, maybe hopefully not need a game to connect people, because it's cool here and there. But at some point, you got to take some big boy steps and do it on your own. Yeah, a little constructive criticism from DJZ. But no, guys, totally take the opportunity to get yourselves out there. And, you know, just be cool.
All right, let's get started, guys. So today we're going to be talking about We're Not Really Strangers. It's a game, if you guys haven't heard of it. It's a really cool game, guys, that I started playing with my friends or like in intimate smaller groups of people. Or it's a game actually for couples, too. If you're out there and you're looking to connect with your partner, go ahead and, you know, give this game a try. We're Not Really Strangers is a really great way to connect with people, to perceive people, and to reflect on yourself and others. So definitely I suggest to try the game. We're going to play today. I'm going to pretty much be playing by myself, but you guys will be able to kind of see, like, you know, how I perceive, connect, and reflect, and, you know, take it, you know, each his own, to kind of like how you kind of understand it in a way. So yeah, We're Not Really Strangers. It's just a way for you to put yourself out there, which is what we talked about in our first podcast, how to be social. And then our second podcast, how to like recognize that we have like kind of a comfort zone or a line that we don't want to cross, and how to sometimes want to push that boundary so that we're, you know, growing as people and emotionally. And we're able to connect with people more easily. And so connecting with strangers is kind of cool, because you'll end up realizing you're not really strangers. So We're Not Really Strangers is a winner's card game. Three carefully crafted levels of questions and wild cards, actually, which I haven't done any wild cards. Hopefully we won't get any, because those are like more to do. And since we're on a podcast, you can't see me do anything. That allow you to deepen your existing relationships and create new ones. This is why we have We're Not Really Strangers here on Social X, guys. So let's get started. There are three levels to this game. Okay. Talk to a stranger today, and it might change your life. For reals. So level one is actually going to be about perception, as I mentioned earlier. We all make assumptions about each other, but how often do we ever put them to the test? Level 1 perception allows you to see what first impressions you give off and how well others read others. So you got that, do you got that spectrum? Do you got that filter or what? So you can kind of just like take this as you perceive it. I'm going to pick some cards and we're going to read them off and we're going to go from there. Perception, level 1.
How likely am I to go camping? How high maintenance is my setup? Very high. I have very high standards for camping, even though it's like supposed to be dirt and dirty lake water. My setup is very high maintenance, guys. Like, me and my family go camping. I come from a big family, guys, and we go camping every year around family, around like Father's Day. Yeah, it's a whole big thing that we do every year. And like, me and my cousins, we're all like bougie. Like, we all are material people, and so we definitely need a cabin. If we got a tent, we need like the biggest and highest blow up bed. Like, last year we did a motorhome, and that was more our speed. But all of our, my mom likes to sleep outside and do all the weird dirty camp stuff, and it's just not my vibe. So my I'm likely to go camping. I do have very much a good time with my family, and I really do enjoy it. But as far as my setup, high maintenance, I'm gonna say on a scale from 1 to 10, it's gonna be a 10. What do you think my go-to karaoke song is? This one is gonna have to be Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. That is my song. If you know this, finish it with me real quick. I gotta do it. I have to do it. Like, this one's for the boys in the Boomy System. Like, come on. It has to be my go-to karaoke song. And I'll end it too. Like, period. All right. Do you think I've ever been fired from a job? If so, what for? I've never been fired from a job. But Zay does get a little spacey sometimes. DJ Zay does get spacey sometimes, guys. He gets spacey with turning in his podcast on time. And so he definitely will, for surely he definitely will. He could get fired for being late. Do I seem like a morning person or a night owl? I'm a night owl. I'm a city boy. Like, I'm always out in the town. Don't sleep on me. Level 2 is going to be connection. Connection is going to be really, really important, guys, because connecting with people can be super hard. So level 2, this level digs a bit deeper. 50 rarely asks questions, but warning, emotions may rise. Now, I'm reading off the card, guys. Like, so beware. Connections is hard. Let's try it out. What is your first lover's name? Oh, God. What is my first lover's name and the reason I fell in love with them? Or with him or her? My first love's name... We're not gonna do that. We're gonna skip that card. Okay. What is a compliment you wish you received more frequently? My friends do a really great job at, like, really, like, boosting my ego. Or, like, because I don't really have one. So they just do a really good job at telling me that, you know, Zay, you got it. And you're, like, you're pretty. Or they call me hot or something. My roommates get a little... do a little too much sometimes, but I do love it because it makes me feel good and it makes me more confident. So I guess I'm good on compliments. Like, I don't need to hear compliments, but if they come my way, I'm appreciative of them. Do you think the image you have of yourself matches the image people see you as? I say no. And I say no because I definitely have to filter myself based off where I am, what I'm doing, and all that stuff, because, you know, it matters and you want to make sure you're paying attention to your surroundings. But you also want to make sure that you're still keeping an open mind, still being social, you're still pushing those boundaries and putting yourself outside of that shell. But definitely don't tell your deepest, darkest secrets to people that you don't know yet. What question am I trying to answer most in my life right now? Reflection time. I'm trying to answer... What am I trying to answer? Why am I single? Okay, moving on. Level 3. That's enough of level 2. I'm done connecting with myself. What do you recommend? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Level 3 is reflection, by the way. Basically, you're just time to reflect on, like, everything. Take in what we're saying and listen. Okay. What do you recommend I let go of anything? I need to let go of eating out because DJ Zay be broke. He need gas money, not McDonald's money. So that's just kind of an insight on the game and like how we kind of work that out. And it's really cool, guys, because this game just, like, you know, it's supposed to help you build relationships, connect people. So hopefully I was able to give you guys some insight on that, and hopefully you guys are able to take what, you know, you heard. Also, there's a race and privilege and conversation and overdue package. It's like a, you know, like Cards Against Humanity, and then they have the little packages. It's like that with We're Not Really Strangers. It's really cool. It's at Target. It's $20, guys. So Go ahead and try it out. I hope you guys learned something from this podcast, or at least you got to know a little bit about DJ Zay and about me. And so if you see me on the side of the street, just say, "What's up, Zay? Like, what's up, DJ Zay? Are you DJ Zay?" I'm like, "Yeah. You want an autograph?" No, I'm just kidding. Don't ask me for an autograph. I'll blush. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. DJ Zay out.